The following content is intended for people who are blind or print impaired.
Engage.
You are listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. I'm Chris Skidmore, and this is Tech Tips. Get ready to take some notes. We'll be talking with several vendors who participated in last month's Blind Health Expo hosted by Accessible Pharmacy. Whether you're looking for new gadgets or even want to work in the IT field, we've got you covered. So buckle up for this buffet of tech. That's up next on Tech Tips. Accessible Pharmacy recently hosted their third annual Blind Health Expo, featuring companies, organizations, and service groups dedicated to helping the blind and visually impaired community. This free and virtual event is typically held each year during the first week in December. While we couldn't talk to everyone, we were able to visit several of the virtual booths. Here are some highlights from the expo. Stick around at the end for information on Accessible Pharmacy and on next year's Blind Health Expo. We are here with Dave Epstein, a.k.a. Sedona Dave, and he is the inventor of the all-terrain cane. And Dave, I want to thank you for taking just a little bit of time to talk with me today, first of all. But if you would, tell us a little bit about the all-terrain cane and how it came to be, and then what you've been able to do since then and how you've grown.
All right, certainly. Thank you so much. Great questions, and I appreciate it. Great to be with you today. Certainly, the all-terrain cane is our flagship product. This is a super strong, lightweight, supportive mobility cane specifically designed for hiking the wilderness trails of Arizona, and honestly, everywhere else I want to be. It is a three-section folding cane made of titanium alloy, so right out of the gate, super, super strong materials. We've got stainless steel sleeve joints, and the design of the joint does a number of things, gives us a number of benefits. One, when you vertically load the cane, the joints do not stick together. Secondly, in a caning position, in any kind of a trip and fall scenario, or when you're bending the cane for if you're slowing down or braking, the joints won't pop open. It's designed to give us strength, safety, and confidence in both vertical and lateral loading situations, which is super important for everywhere I want to be, while hiking, for ascending and descending, braking, slowing down on the trails. The all-terrain cane is just, it's just a workhorse, super, super strong. Again, it's three sections folding, and the grip itself is a 16-inch extendable grip. So plenty of room for choking up. We do that all the time, hiking, ascending, descending. Wow. Also in airports or crowded situations, when you really want to choke up in tight quarters, plenty of good grip to choke up. The grip itself is extendable with a lock, an external lock. So the cane itself can adjust in length from between 51 inches all the way up to 62 inches in length. And at the bottom, we have selected a ball tip, a rolling ball, 2 inches in diameter. And this really gives us great tips for just about all conditions. It's large enough to not get hung up in all the small roots, cracks, rocks, water bars, everything we encounter out there. But it also skims over the sand and gives us really, really good haptic and tactile feedback for what we're traversing. So the all-terrain cane does look like a normal mobility cane. It's highly reflective white and red with a red ball tip at the bottom. The ball tips do come in four different colors, red, red-orange, yellow, and shorter pink. soon to come in a desert blue, which is like turquoise. And that is a slip-on configuration. And I chose that because it's got a lot of meat to hold on to the cane itself. As opposed to a 10 millimeter hook style tip, it's beefier, it's meatier, and let's face it, when we're smashing into rocks and roots and everything out there, we want to really overbuild it, make sure it can take the use and abuse that we give it outdoors. So that is the all-terrain cane.
And a question.
Mm-hmm.
How does I came in the middle of your explanation? Sorry. What is the difference between the all-terrain cane and a really good aluminum, like Ambutec cane?
That's a terrific question.
I know you're going to say this 100 times today, so sorry about that. But,
all good. Okay.
Well, I also want to know where I can get my hands on one.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's get into it. The all-terrain cane is different from the standard aluminum cane in many, many different ways. Let's start with materials. The all-terrain cane is made of a hardened grade 9 titanium alloy. So right out of the gate, titanium versus aluminum, mm-hmm. hands down, infinitely stronger. The joints, the common joint of the common street canes, I refer to as a cone or a conical joint, where you have one section of the joint fitting into a receiver or second section of a joint. Problem with this is that they're using aluminum, which is a fairly soft metal, and when the cane is vertically loaded, when we're compressing the joint into itself, the metal will give such that the joint will stick.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fairly problematic. Third issue with this joint design is that in any kind of lateral loading situation, a trip and fall scenario, for example, the joints will pop open or break. Mm-hmm. The all-terrain cane is designed in the joint department such that the joint will not pop open. I refer to it as a sleeve joint. And when vertically loaded, I've got one section of titanium on top of another section of titanium, very much like a steel frame building where you've got one column sitting right on top of another column. So structurally, the all-terrain cane is superior in design as far as strength goes in both vertical and lateral loading. Great, great question. Another area in which we're different is that the all-terrain cane is a three-section mobility cane versus a four or five section.
Right.
With a 16-inch extendable grip. So okay. Not just nine, but we've got 16 inches of EVA-injected foam to give us real positive grip all the way down. And we could switch over to a ski pole grip for added strength up in the shoulder shoulder region. Also, this grip extends the length of the cane, where we can extend the length from 51 inches all the way up to 62 inches in length.
Unfortunately, we had to cut our interview short with Sedona Dave. I'd like to thank him for his time. And if you would like to learn more about either the all-terrain cane or the Urban Explorer, you can visit their website at awerewolfgear.com. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And now we're going to be talking with Chadika. And Chadika is a recent college graduate. She is currently working with other college students to develop a piece of technology that will help you measure the dosages of your injectable medicines. Hi, Chadika. If you would, tell us a little bit about yourself and about Syringe.
So for a bit of intro on me first, which matters to, you know, later on about the project, but my name is Chadika and I just recently graduated with my bachelor's and master's in bioengineering from the University of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And in your senior year of engineering at Penn, but just specifically bioengineering, you're tasked with creating something that kind of hinges on your coursework or, you know, something that your coursework influenced. And what my team and I decided to create was a liquid measurement device designed specifically for the blind. And as no member of my team is the farthest we go is like, you know, us wearing glasses. So we frequently get asked why we chose to work on this project. but it's because, you know, we were kind of converging around an idea surrounding ophthalmology because a lot of us wore contact corrective lenses. But because we didn't want to miss a bigger issue, we also reached out to blind advocacy groups. And in this process, we got in contact with the president of the National Federation of the Blind Pennsylvania's chapter. And in that meeting, we heard about a story of a blind mother whose child was diagnosed with eye cancer. And this mother was at risk of having her own child taken from her because different professionals deemed that she was not fit to measure out the local medication that her child required. And I mean, hearing about this problem in 2024 was extremely jarring, but I can also say that it newly invigorated us in that morning, in that moment, and we decided that that was the problem that we wanted to solve. So we just decided to create a device that would make, hopefully make liquid measurement much more accessible for those who do not rely 100% on their vision. And just for a quick insight on how the device works, the current prototype, I'd call it essentially an attachment to your everyday syringe. And the current volume range is 0 to 10 ml. So you'd put a syringe into the device, and the device has 4 buttons. Each has an auditory sound associated with it. There's an up button, a down button that you can use to set the volume. There's a gauge button that you can use to check what volume you set the device to. So if you've set 2 ml and you don't remember, you press the gauge button, and it should beep 2 times to let you know that you've set the volume to 2 ml. And then once you press the go button, after the syringe is inserted and you've set your volume, there's a motor that will pull up the plunger of the syringe to the volume that you've requested. And then you can take the syringe out and then use it in whatever way you seem fit, whether to administer medication or to maybe pour it into a cup. And although right now medication is the main focus, we hopefully want to increase our volume range offerings from, you know, the specific measurements required for insulin measurement all the way to hopefully cooking and baking aids.
That is amazing.
Thank you.
You know, you were explaining it and I'm sitting here going, oh, I wonder if it's going to be something that can be used for, like you just said, cooking and baking. Because I know that from my personal experiences, I don't do a lot of cooking and baking where measuring is involved because I am horrible at it. And I can usually get – I have enough useful vision that I can get within the ballpark. So as long as it's not – you know, it's not like medication where it has to be precise. So yeah. I'm lucky there. But, I mean, that would be awesome. This is incredible.
Thank you.
How's the response been for it?
So far, it's been pretty good. The original idea was for blind caretakers and blind parents, so that's the main group that we've been having discussions with. And I mean, there's a huge need amongst their community because either the options are they have to guess, or they have to ask someone else to do it, or there's, you know, someone has to come to their house, fill up syringes for their kids, and then they have to leave it upside down, which there's issues with leaking or cross-contamination. So for sure, for this community, I believe there is a large need for it. But as I speak to more people, when I, you know, go to more of these events, as a STEM student, something that I've realized is, you know, blind students, because as a, like, my best moments were spent in chemistry class measuring out liquids needed for titrations and the like. And I can't imagine that blind students are being properly taken on that journey. And I know for me, without those experiences, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. So, you know, in those spaces, making sure blind students are included is also something that we're looking forward to hopefully including in our offerings.
If someone wants to learn more about C-Ringe, how can they do so?
We have a website. It's cringe.com, and I'll spell that out because unfortunately the name is very, very difficult. Started as a joke and then it stuck. SEERYNGE.com. And there's just a bit of information about the device, the team. And there's also at the very bottom of the page, there's a form where you can show interest because we just like to keep people updated because we'd hopefully like the device out sometime late next year. But we also plan on sending the device to people to see how it's able to be incorporated in their daily lives, and also just to get more raw feedback. So getting on that mailing list will put you on a list to hopefully receive a device in the future.
Awesome. And you actually answered my next question, which was, what was your time frame for getting this product out? So
hopefully next year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Trying to be aggressive into the new year.
Understood. Well, Chadika, I want to thank you very much for your time. It was greatly appreciated.
Of course. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Once again, if you would like to learn more about CRENG, you can visit their website at CRENG.com. And again, it is spelled SEERYNGE.com. Tech Tips is on the North Carolina Reading Service. We are participating in the virtual Blind Health Expo put on by Accessible Pharmacy. And now we are going to be talking with Kevin Cross of KMC Essentials. First of all, Kevin, I want to thank you for taking the time to talk with me today. It is greatly appreciated. And what exactly is KMC Essentials?
KMC Essentials is my company, which I created to promote the product that I created,
which is
the Essential Cane Keeper.
Okay, and what is the Cane Keeper?
The Essential Cane Keeper is a case that is designed to store your folding white cane. It accommodates a 3-section or 4-section folding cane. It's made out of a high-quality vinyl, which they use in car interiors. I have it in 3 colors currently, midnight black, true blue, and pearl gray. It has a drawstring top, so once you put your cane in, you can actually close it up. So that if, you know, the case turns over, the cane won't fall out. On the side, there's a carabiner clip so that someone can clip it to their pocketbook strap or their backpack strap. Gentlemen can clip it to their belt loop. So you always have your cane close at hand and know exactly where it is at all times.
What gave you the idea to come up with the Essential Cane Keeper?
The initial idea came from me out with my cane, and I actually swiped my cane through something a little nasty on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I put my cane in my backpack, and that was all in my backpack. And I was like, you know, I really need something to put my cane in before I sit it anywhere or stick it anywhere or put it in anything. Mm-hmm. And that's actually how I came up with the idea.
If someone is interested in purchasing a cane keeper for themselves, how do they go about doing that?
They can go to my website, which is www.thecanekeeper.com, and cane is spelled with a K. Currently, my website is not set up to purchase off of the website, but they can contact me, and I can, you know, send them an invoice in order to make a purchase, and I will ship the product out to them.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, how much is the Essential Cane Keeper?
It retails for $29.95.
Oh, that's not a bad price to keep your cane nice.
Yes, indeed.
I am going to thank you very much for your time. I hope you have a great rest of the conference.
Thank you so much. You enjoy.
Once again, I'd like to thank Kevin for his time. It's greatly appreciated. If you would like to learn more about the Cane Keeper, you can visit their website at thecanekeeper.com. And remember, cane is spelled with a K. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. And now we're going to be talking with Mike Hess, CEO and founder of the Blind Institute of Technology. And first of all, Mike, I want to thank you for your time. It is greatly appreciated. And if you would, tell us, what is the Blind Institute of Technology?
It's a small prezo. It's about 3.5 hours, so buckle up.
Okay. I got plenty of hard drive.
So BAT, we've been around for, officially almost 13 years, submitted the paperwork to the IRS on February 28th of 2012. So almost 13 years officially, but I kicked off BAT more than 13 years ago, and I have been legally blind or blind my entire life. I'm in my 50s now, so it's been a hot minute. Started BAT after almost 20 years in the private sector. I've always been in tech. I speak tech. I speak nerd, former programmer, former network admin, Cisco certified, all that good stuff.
Uh-huh.
But I left my 6-figure career, after almost 20 years because I was always a token blind person in very large Fortune 500, Fortune 600 companies. founded BIT to address the un or underemployment for people with disabilities, not only here in the U.S., but across the country or across the globe. And what's unique about us as a organization is really our business model. Chris, we act as a nonprofit staffing agency. So we've been able to successfully get individuals full-time employment with a starting salary of more than $60,000 in small brands like JP Morgan Chase, CVS, Aetna, NBC Universal, Allstate, Salesforce themselves, DaVita Healthcare. So everything that we do is from a full-time employment perspective. Everything that we do is to get our community off of the Social Security disability insurance dime and actually being self-sufficient with your own benefits. We were the first organization in the country to put 6 blind, low-vision individuals and 1 neurodivergent individual through the Salesforce Admin Certification Program. I chose Salesforce as our workforce development initiative, Chris, because it is the most digitally accessible business enterprise application on the planet. And 8 years ago, they were well on their way to being a global leader. They far surpassed that. In 2020, out of our pilot program, 7 individuals, 6 we were able to achieve employment for. Because again, everything that we do is from an employment or career perspective, not just education perspective. In 2020, our training program became the official training provider for Salesforce globally for people with disabilities. And since then, we've been able to get totally blind individuals on 4 continents certified within the Salesforce ecosystem. And on 3 of those continents, we've been able to achieve employment. So everything that we do is for the employment sake, not just the education sake. 2021, our training program became the very first nationally recognized apprenticeship program for people with disabilities to include the blind and low vision community. And in 2024, this year, our model of academy to apprenticeship was granted $8 million per the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. to expand the modest success we've already achieved.
That is incredible.
We think so. Thank you for saying.
You're welcome. So when you're training people, are you also training them on assistive technology and interpersonal skills that they'll need in the office along with the technical training they would need for the actual job?
Yes and no. So we have professional coaches that work with our folks, but individuals need to come to us already knowing, like, if we're not going to teach them NVDA or JAWS, if they don't have those skills, we're not the right shop. Because there are across the country, I don't know, I'm just going to guess 2,000 organizations that can teach them those skills, right?
Yeah.
So we're a finishing school, Chris.
Okay.
Right. If individuals have not already done some of this legwork on their own, we're not a good fit. We're for those who are hungry and sick and tired of the status quo for the blind, low vision community.
And that makes perfect sense. If someone would like to learn more about the Blind Institute of Technology and go through the process, how do they do that?
You've heard of the bat signal?
Yeah.
We've got the bit signal.
Okay.
I'm kidding. On our website, there's a link that says Become a career seeker, explore, something like there's something about career seeker. Okay.
Okay.
Pretty easy. And then literally you just click on there. We do not work with voc rehab in any state. We do not chase voc rehab dollars anywhere in the country. Our services are completely complementary to our community. The education, the whole nine, everything that we do is completely complementary. So we're not chasing voc rehab dollars anywhere.
Awesome. And what is the cost for your services?
Low price of $4 million. Zero cost for our services. Education, everything, our placement services, everything that we do is complementary to our community.
Unfortunately, I had to cut this interview a little short as well due to time constraints. I'd like to thank Mike for his time. It was greatly appreciated. And if you would like to learn more about the Blind Institute of Technology, you can visit their website at blindinstituteoftechnology.org. You're listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service. Now I want to welcome Ryan Ratcliffe to the Tech Tips program, and Ryan is with Envision America. First of all, I want to thank you for your time. It's greatly appreciated. And if you would, tell us about Envision America. Who are you and what do you do?
So we offer accessible prescription labels. So we give pharmacies the ability to make accessible prescription labels for visually impaired, print impaired, dyslexic, fully blind patients. We have a couple different solutions. We have ScriptTalk, which is an audible prescription label. We have ScriptView, which is a large print and dual language solution. And then we have a Braille label that would stick right over top of the legal label, up to 5 lines of Braille, that would be conveniently there for those that read Braille. Pharmacies don't have to offer all solutions. Some will just offer ScriptTalk to help their patients in need.
What are some of the major pharmacy chains you're affiliated with, or you know, that can use the service? And and then also, do you work with any independent pharmacies?
We do work with independent pharmacies. I don't know if I can go into specific names, but you can look at our pharmacy locator on envisionamerica.com to see other locations that offer. Walmart is a big one I can probably mention.
Okay.
Everybody knows that they they do offer it. And the major mail orders, BBMs, they offer ScriptTalk as well. Costco. So yeah, the big companies all offer it, aside from like Walgreens and CVS at this point. CVS has their own thing called SpokenRx, which operates like ScriptTalk. And Walgreens, they just haven't hopped on board yet.
Okay, so if you would, walk me through the process that someone would need to go through.
I would say, number one, if they know their pharmacy doesn't provide it, go ahead and call our company so we can try a little bit of outreach to that pharmacy, see if they'd be interested in offering it. Independent pharmacies do sometimes add it, but if they're at a chain that we don't have, it doesn't mean it's a deal breaker. We can certainly try to set up that chain. And if they say no, we will see if there could be a new home for that pharmacy or that patient if they want to move. So really, contact us. If their pharmacy does offer it, all they have to do is say, hey, I want ScriptTalk. They will fill out a form, send it over to us, and we'll set them up to receive ScriptTalk.
And how can somebody get a hold of you?
Yeah, I would say the best place you can get a hold of us is at envisionamerica.com is our website. That's envisionamerica.com. You could find our number on there, but let me get it real quick. Best way is probably our 800 number, and they can direct you to the right department. It's 800-890-1180.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone for taking the time to talk with me during the expo. It was greatly appreciated. If you would like to learn more about the Blind Health Expo or any of the other free and virtual events hosted by Accessible Pharmacy, visit their website at accessiblepharmacy.com and click on the Events tab located at the top of the page. We've run out of time for this month's episode of Tech Tips. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's something you'd like covered in a future episode, send an email to techtipspodcast@gmail.com. I'm Chris Skidmore for the North Carolina Reading Service. Tech Tips is available online by visiting our website at ncreadingservice.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. If you have questions or comments about the North Carolina Reading Service, visit us online at ncreadingservice.org or give us a call. Our telephone number is 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to Tech Tips on the North Carolina Reading Service.